You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of 10 Till Places, a theater podcast. My name is Aaliyah Gardner, and I am your host. Before we jump into this week's episode, I just wanted to do a quick shout out to those of you who have been giving the Broadway Booze Days Beverage of the Month so much love. Honestly, it's been amazing. I'm so excited to get a little bit creative. And if you guys are not quite familiar with Broadway Booze Days, on our podcast Instagram page, we're doing a monthly cocktail inspired by some of my favorite Broadway shows and some of the world's favorite Broadway shows, and just dedicating a cocktail to that show and theming it, getting a little dressed up, having a little fun, and just sipping and enjoying our time. So if you have not seen that yet, feel free to check out the Instagram page at 10 Till Places Podcast. And without further ado, we are going to chat about how to stay creative in quarantine, because I don't know about you, but as an artist who thrives off of human interaction and performing in front of audiences, I have been feeling very, very, very uninspired because of quarantine, which is very normal, very, very normal. We're all stuck at home. It's not a uncommon thing nowadays, and I'm probably really late to this train, but I wanted to just chat about some things that I've been doing to maintain my creativity in quarantine, and some things that I've seen other people do that I think are really great, and maybe I'll even check it out if I come around to it. But hopefully you guys really enjoy these suggestions. I know they've personally really helped me out in my mental health, in terms of my creativity. So hopefully these work. And without further ado, let's just jump right into the first quarantine artistic project. Now, the first thing that I have been doing, especially since the beginning of quarantine in March, just trying to scope the internet to see if there's any discounted workshops. And workshops are incredibly beneficial if you haven't been performing in a very long time, because sometimes, depending on the workshop, they're very hands-on. Sometimes you can, if it's a singing workshop, you can pick a song and sing a couple of bars, and maybe whoever's running the workshop will give you some tips and tricks on how to vocally enhance that song. If it's a musical theater workshop where you're learning how to portray a story through song, you can pick a song and perform it for whoever is running the workshop, and maybe they'll tweak it, maybe tweak your acting, give you some notes, give you some actor's insight to maybe go within yourself and think about how you can improve this as from a character perspective. There's a bunch of different types of workshops out on the internet now, and it's been very difficult to try and stay active with these workshops online, because quite frankly, there's so many of them that I can't keep up with them. But no matter what you do as an artist, whether you be whether you're a musician, a dancer, a singer, actor, juggler, I don't, yoga poser, whatever it may be, there is a workshop for it. And the best thing about quarantine at the moment is that all of these tools and all of these workshops are incredibly discounted, because I mean, the industry has to make their money somehow, and of course they have to pay their artists, their guest artists, if they're running the workshops. So I understand why some of these experiences can be a little bit pricey. But I think the most expensive workshop to participate in that I've seen so far was, I think it was some type of BroadwayWorld.com something or other, and it was about $50 to participate. You could prepare your own material, and you would get the spotlight to be able to showcase your stuff and get some feedback on it, which I think is honestly incredible, because not only are all of these artists that we've been looking up to also quarantined, it's inspiring them as well to look within themselves and see what they can do to better themselves as performers, and give some of their wisdom at a discounted price, because these workshops are expensive normally, give some of their wisdom to these young starving artists as well, which is honestly such a beautiful thing. And I haven't really seen anything super accessible like this before. Now you just do a quick Google and there's honestly hundreds of workshops that you guys can access. One of the workshops that I did at the very beginning of quarantine, I think like early March, late March, early April, was an audition workshop. A lot of the information in that workshop I was already pretty aware of because I have been behind the table and I've been in the audition room performing. So I have a little bit more knowledge than most, but I did get some nuggets that were really, really helpful and some tips that I wouldn't have even thought of, and how to prep before your audition and when you're going to the audition and when you're in the actual room and everything. And it was honestly really great. So that workshop was actually by Boundless Theater, and they have a little program that they've been doing, which I'm not sure what the name is. I'm so sorry, Boundless Theater, but they have been hosting a couple different workshops with a Pay What You Can program. So I think the minimum payment is like $10 or $15, but if you want to pay more to support the theater, you can, which is great. It's so awesome, and all these people are so incredible. So if you were interested in anything like that, feel free to check out at Boundless Theater on Instagram, because they are amazing. I've worked with them before. They're so awesome. They're actually the theater that I did my production of Spring Awakening with, and it was their very first production as a brand new theater company, so that was such an honor, and I love them so, so, so much. And actually, one of the co-creators of the company is starting his own podcast, The Talk Back. So feel free to check all of that out on Instagram. That's such a shameless plug, but honestly, they deserve it. They're incredible. So yes, I definitely highly recommend checking out some workshops and everything to spruce up your abilities a little bit, so that by the time quarantine is lifted and this virus is gonzo, you are going to walk into that audition room prepped and ready to go. Now, these next couple of suggestions are a little bit more work, if that makes any sense. So there's a couple of things that you can do in terms of trying to better yourself as a performer and become more prepared. I have been meaning to do this for such a long, long, long time, but this is the perfect chance to revamp your book, your audition book. And if you guys do not have an audition book yet, that's okay. I didn't have an audition book for the longest time. When I started performing, I had to slowly but surely add to it. And honestly, your audition book is just your book of songs, all of the songs that you know how to sing off the top of your head, so that if you're in the middle of an audition and they ask if you have something else, you can say, okay, this is a comedic character, let me flip to my comedic character song section, and boom, let me sing. You've got possibilities from It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, the musical. And then you wipe your hands off and you sing it. And these are all songs that you have to have prepared in advance. Honestly, if you know just a cut of your song and you want to put it in your book, that is fine. But from my previous experiences, I've always found it beneficial to know the entirety of the song, because if you only know a chunk and they want to hear the beginning and maybe the bridge and the first chorus, then you're screwed. So I highly recommend learning all these songs. And this is why now is a perfect time to revamp your book, because now you can teach yourself some songs, challenge yourself a little bit as a performer. I actually made it a goal for myself to learn all of the words and maybe a little bit of blocking by myself to Satisfied from Hamilton, learning the entire rap, the song, kind of putting my own flair on it. And honestly, I'm still working on it because it's such I don't know what the word is that I want to explain this song. It's a very, everybody, I feel like at this point, everyone's listened to Hamilton. So, I mean, it's a very winded song because this girl, Angelica, she's just rapping her butt off. And it's just a little bit tricky to try to get some breathing in there. So, honestly, the song has been helping me with my breathing techniques. It's been helping me with a little bit of character. It's been helping me with levels in my voice. It's been challenging me. So I highly recommend picking a song that maybe you can put it in your book or not, but if you do put it in your book, really nail it and learn it and lock it down, so by the next time that you go to an audition and you think that you can blow the socks off of the board of people that are monitoring your audition, then go for it. And it'll be such a cool tool to have in your back pocket just in case something happens. So that is definitely one thing, reorganizing your book, you know, taking out some songs, adding songs, maybe even learning some new monologues and reading some plays and getting some more knowledge on some different playwrights. Because the more material that you have in your book, or even in just in your head or wherever you keep all of your materials for auditions, the better and the more prepared and more confident you will be when you walk into the audition room. So that is definitely one thing, or not even one thing, that's a couple of different things that you can do in terms of boosting your preparation for auditions. Now, another thing that I've personally found to really kind of ease a little bit of tension on my shoulders and kind of, you know, relax me a little bit is actively seeking out pro shots of Broadway shows. Now, of course, I'm sure everybody knows by now, Hamilton's on Disney Plus. Woo! And it couldn't have happened at a better time. It was incredible. I absolutely loved it. I was, fun fact, not a big fan of Hamilton at the time when it first came out, because all of these little people in high school were trying to get me to listen to it. And because everybody kept telling me to listen to it, it made me not want to listen to it even more. So I hadn't listened to any of the album or anything. And it finally came to a point where my mom and I were in the car and I said, "Mom, I think I want to listen to Hamilton." And she said, "Okay, let's do it." And the first song, oh, how ironic, that we listened to was Satisfied. And immediately I fell in love. And I didn't want to admit it to myself, but after watching the Disney Plus movie or pro shot, whatever you want to call it, oh my gosh, I cannot stop playing the musical. I can't stop singing the musical. I can't stop referencing the musical. It's honestly a problem. But I think it's very annoying for my loved ones who are around me. Like, ask my boyfriend, all I want to do is play and watch and listen to Hamilton. He's so bothered. But I think it's good too, because this show that I've been putting off for so long just touched me in so many ways, and it made me fall in love with the craft of theater and the intricacies that they put into this musical with all of these incredibly beautifully talented, I can't speak, incredibly beautiful and talented group of colored people in this show to tell a bunch of different chunks of history that school has not even such as swept upon. It's just, it blows my mind. Theater is amazing. Hamilton is amazing. Everybody in that show is amazing. And it just lit a fire in me, and it made me excited for theater again, because of course, I'm sure all the actors and actresses of the world know that theater or Broadway is not coming back until January of 2021. So it's gonna be very difficult to try and, you know, watch shows. And YouTube has their bootlegs, but I think it's so important to kind of invest a little bit more time and research into finding some pro shots, because then you get to fully experience the show, and it's not like some shaky camera that's hidden and everything. And honestly, that's illegal. So obey the laws and maybe pay $7 to watch Broadway HD, which has a bunch of shows on it. I just watched Miss Saigon with my boyfriend on Broadway HD not too long ago, and I got to watch it at the Broadway Theater in New York, which was, oh my goodness, $50 for Miss Saigon before it closed on Broadway. And let me tell you, my mind was blown. So seeing that it was on Broadway HD and I got to watch it again, same cast and everything, I'm sure there was a couple people here and there, but I did have Alistair Brammer, I did have Ava Noblezada in my production, and it was, they were in the pro shot as well. So it was just so amazing to be able to experience this show again and feel those emotions. And of course, it's not as impactful as it would be if you were sitting in the theater, but it gives you something. So definitely some pro shots. Watch theater. Just enjoy theater. Even though we're stuck at home, that's a better excuse, because I know anytime that I saw like a community theater show was happening or anything, it was always such a hassle to try and get out and support the shows. And of course I still did when I had the time, but because I work full time, it's a little bit difficult. And especially if I'm balancing also being in a show or working part-time while working full-time, it gets a little crazy to try and go out and actively seek theater. So now that we're stuck at home, we have no choice but to go actively seek theater, because we're getting itchy at home. But I definitely highly recommend checking out some pro shots. Some that I know off the top of my head that exist, of course, we have Hamilton. There's an Into the Woods pro shop on Broadway HD, Miss Saigon. I know MTV a while back premiered Legally Blonde, the musical, so I'm sure that's accessible somewhere. There's some concerts of some of your favorite Broadway artists, like Cynthia Erivo. And also, there's a bunch of Disney Cruise Line pro shots on YouTube as well. I just watched today, actually, and oh my goodness, it made my heart flutter. The Disney Cruise production of Tangled, the musical, and it was exclusive to, of course, the Disney Cruises, so who else is going to watch it? But oh my goodness, so beautiful, and it made my heart sing, and I love Tangled, so 10 out of 10, search up some pro shots. And last, but certainly not least, the most outrageous form of theater that you can do while you're stuck at home in quarantine, why not throw a one-woman show? Pick your favorite musical. I know that sounds crazy. It sounds really, really silly. But honestly, at this point, what else do we have to do that's better? And we already kind of do it anyways. I know y'all crazy theater kids out there know every word to every single song from Be More Chill and every word to every single song from Hamilton. So it's not like we're putting in the work already. But with a show in your home, honestly, just have some fun and learn the words to your favorite musical, and then go the extra mile and dig through your closet to try to find some costumes or some props. And if you know the show like the back of your hand, just go through the whole show for fun. Why not? There's been too many points in my life ever since Waitress came out to where I've been driving around in my car just trying to sing almost every single one of the songs as best as I can, to the best of my possibility, good English, to the best of my ability. And it's not even just Waitress. I'm always singing along to Wicked. Now it's always Hamilton. So God forbid I sing Helpless one more freaking time. Like, it's there's so many musicals that I'm always singing, so what's the difference when we just stand up and start moving a little bit? And also, there are some really amazing dancers and performers on YouTube that choreograph their some dances to some famous Broadway songs and shows and everything. There is a Hamilton workout video that I really wanted to do in the next couple days. I honestly may do it tomorrow because get off work a little bit early, so hopefully I can do a little bit of moving and grooving tomorrow, because we have no couch. We just moved not too long ago, so we have no couch, so honestly that leaves plenty of room in the living room to do some dancing. There is a woman on YouTube. Her name is Kyra Pro, and she did a Hamilton dance workout routine, and it's 20 minutes long. I am so excited. It's on my watch later list. So hey, why not combine your Hamilton dance workout? You know the words, sing along, make a dance. If you're quarantined with your family and they're into it, grab them along and just have some fun. Maybe even get some drinks flowing and make it just a fun evening of music and performing and dancing and just all in all, a good time. I seriously think that there are not enough people who, especially people of color, who are kind of stepping out and showing off their stuff. Maybe I haven't been digging hard enough, but it's really difficult to see people of color performing songs that are just not the typical song. So even if you decide to record yourself doing this one-woman show in your bedroom, or if you want to record one song and post it just because you felt confident about it, I highly recommend doing so, because you can represent the minority that hasn't necessarily been represented before all of these movements started happening. I know in my personal experience, I love the song Waiting for Life from Once on This Island. It's one of my go-to upbeat, up-tempo songs that I sing in auditions all the time. But I never really did a whole lot with it, if that makes any sense. I feel like I haven't gotten to perform it to the best of my ability. And to be honest, I just kind of went for it the other day, and it was so good. And I was so proud of myself, and it felt really good because I haven't done anything like that before in a very, very long time. And it was just an ultimate boost of confidence. So it's helpful if you need a little bit of confidence. I recommend doing it as well. My boyfriend and I made an agreement. We still haven't gotten to it yet, but honestly, we have most of the songs down packed. We just have to do a couple different harmonies. But my boyfriend and I agreed to produce our own production of the musical John and Jen. And if you're unfamiliar with the musical John and Jen, it's about a brother and sister named John and Jen just going through trials and tribulations of growing up with different mindsets and everything. And then Act Two is about Jen and her now son, who's named after her brother John. So it is an incredible show. Honestly, I think that everybody should listen to this show. It's so beautiful. It's just two people. And I performed in a production of it in high school. I was the understudy to the lead actress. Shout out, Alex. I love you, girl. But I was the understudy. And even though we were understudies, it was technically like a second cast. We got our own shows, and it was still just as fun as it would be being a quote-unquote understudy. And it was just a blast. And only two people, you have nothing but just time with that person. And even if you're not quarantined with your boyfriend like I am, learn the show by yourself, or learn the last 5 years by yourself and go crazy. Honestly, just have fun with it. Me and my boyfriend sometimes will just get up and start singing musicals or running through lines in the shows, and honestly, finding the pro shots and just singing along. One of our favorite shows to sing along to is Hairspray, of course, because we have Hairspray live on Vudu, which you do have to pay for it, but honestly, once you pay for it, you got it forever. It's fun. Why not? So we love to put on Hairspray and just sing along to it, maybe even do the dance moves, because I've done Hairspray twice now. I know two different sets of choreography from two completely different productions of Hairspray. So just get up and be an idiot and have fun with it, and just enjoy what it is for what it is, if that makes any sense. So those are my suggestions for creating art in quarantine. And of course, it's going to be harder for some more than others. It's going to be hard. It really is. But I just urge you to not give up or anything, because of course, it can be so easy to look online and see all of these opportunities kind of passing you by, and it's not the same, and it's so easy to keep that mindset. But the world is always changing. The theater world is always changing. So I highly recommend just changing with it. Adjust and figure it out as we go. Honestly, all artists, like I said in the beginning, should be supporting each other at this point in quarantine and at this point in our careers. So just check on your theater friends, check on your artist friends, make sure everybody's okay, and go from there. See if you guys can create some art together. That is all that I have for you guys today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of 10 Till Places. Feel free to follow us on Instagram at 10 Till Places Podcast. Follow the Broadway Podcast Network on Instagram and also my personal Instagram, Aaliyah_Gardner. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll check you guys in the next one. Bye-bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.